This is All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. Welcome to the show. I'm William O'Flaherty, your host. I'm the author of The Misquotable C.S. Lewis, and I've also written a study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. The program today features a conversation I had with Dr. Hal Poe and Dr. Don King. They are the masterminds behind an annual event held in Montreat, North Carolina, called an Inklings Weekend in Montreat. Normally, besides themselves, they have one or two other speakers, but that's not the case this year, and I'll let them explain. Before playing back the interview, if you are hearing this after the event, which is in April 2019, you'll want to consider continuing to listen because you'll learn about some of the general features of the weekend. Now, let's begin, with you, Hal. While hopefully at least some listeners have heard at least one of the past interviews about this annual event, it's probably best to start with the basics. Except for the topic, if you want to hold that discussion, what are the dates for the Inklings Weekend and where is it held?
The Inklings Weekend in Montreat is April 5th to 7th of this spring. We meet on the campus of Montreat College in Montreat, North Carolina, in the Chapel of the Prodigal.
Don, go ahead and maybe tell us some about Montreat College briefly in terms of just the general area.
Sure. The college is celebrating its 103rd year. We are in a little cove about 17 miles east of Asheville, North Carolina. It's always been a retreat center for the Presbyterian Church, the old Southern Presbyterian Church, and then the PCUSA Church. Still is a retreat, but the college has its own program. We have about 500 students on campus and another 600 or 700 students off campus. Like Union University, Montreat College is a member of the Coalition for Christian Colleges and Universities. So we look forward to all students coming and joining us.
Well, now I held off asking about the topic because that leads to the fact that this time around, it's going to be just you, Hal, and Don as the speaker. So both of you will, you know, join in here on this question. What is the theme and who will talk about what?
The theme this year is simply focusing on C.S. Lewis and his brother Warren Lewis. The title for the weekend is Jack and Warney, Brothers and Friends. And I have just finished a biography of the young C.S. Lewis, that is up until the end of World War I, and Don is finishing a biography of Warren Lewis. So we thought it would be a good time for both of us to work together on bringing the program.
Yeah, I wish I could say I'm actually finishing the biography, Hal. I am about a third of the way through the biography.
That's the definition of having of finishing it, Don. You've written the lead paragraph, haven't you?
That's exactly right. But anyway, I'm about a third of the way through it, and I'm finding, I don't know if anybody else is going to find it interesting, but I'm finding it fascinating to learn as much as I have about Warren's life.
Well, it is quite interesting. I know if it wasn't last year, maybe the year before, or maybe you also shared some stuff last year where you shared some excerpts about some observations or something. It was quite humorous. So he led an interesting life, but of course his brother, he's overshadowed by him quite a bit. But there's a good story to tell, otherwise you wouldn't be doing that book, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, certainly Jack Lewis was much more well-known than Warren Lewis, but Warren's an interesting writer in his own right. So my biography is going to be a full-fledged biography from the beginning of his life to the end of his life.
When the retreat kicks off the first night on Friday, which is the Friday evening is when it begins, there's usually something special. At the time we're recording, has that been finalized or it's to be determined?
Well, as you something special, we take into account that people are driving in from all over South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, and some flying in from other parts of the country, which means they're fairly tired at 7 o'clock at night when we get started. So we do something more entertaining than requiring a great deal of thought. Sometimes we've done movies, sometimes we've done one person plays. We've done a variety of things, and we are finalizing what we will do this year. But that's always the Friday evening kickoff.
All right. Well, now, as I already mentioned, the 2019 event starts the Friday evening, April the 5th, and goes through Sunday around noon on the 7th. What is the rest of the schedule like, especially noting that this is more like a retreat and not just a conference where it's back-to-back speakers?
Well, as I've said, we begin on Friday night, more aesthetically entertainment-oriented. Then Saturday morning, we begin our day with morning worship and devotion at 9 o'clock. We'll have two plenary sessions. Don will speak and I will speak. We have a long coffee break between those two. Because the conversation between people, like-minded people at the Inklings weekend is a key part of the event. So we're aimed at not just the intellectual, we're aimed at the spiritual and the aesthetic, but also the social and the development of friendships. The Inklings weekend is a self-selecting weekend. So one thing you'll know that if you're interested in the people that we talk about, you're going to meet other people who are already sharing a common interest with you. So that will take us to lunch. We always keep the afternoons free because there's so much in the area that we want people to enjoy. Montreat is a destination. It's a gorgeous place. The mountain surrounds it on three sides. The lake and the little stream that runs through it, banks and banks of rhododendrons, hardwood trees. It's gorgeous in the spring. So folks will eat at one of the many excellent restaurants in Black Mountain, which is about a mile away. It's an artist colony, so lots of interesting shops. Walks through the woods, drive on the Blue Ridge Parkway, visit the Biltmore Estate, visit all the art galleries and shops, go to the Appalachian Museum, or if you're more literarily inclined, you can go to Thomas Wolfe's home or tour Carl Sandburg's home. There's so much to do. And so we keep that afternoon free. Then at 6 o'clock, we dine together, share a common meal. And following the meal, we do what the Inklings always did when they get together. We read to one another what we've been writing. There'll be some people who will sing or perform musical instruments. This is the creative side that the participants bring to the weekend and share together. And we'll usually have 12 or 15 different people bring things, and they're always exciting. Then Sunday morning, we'll have two more plenaries. Again, the extended coffee time. And we'll conclude the weekend with worship and communion together and ending at lunchtime.
And I'll just add that we also have a wonderful bookstore or book table. Stan Shelley, who has a used bookstore and specializes in Inklings material, he'll be there Friday evening and all day Saturday. And he usually brings a very generous collection of Inklings books, some very affordable, some very expensive. So there'll be something for everyone's taste.
Yes, that is something that a lot of people would be interested to know. I'm glad you mentioned that, Don. Well, now, next, I can't imagine that there are those unfamiliar with either of you, but let's have you talk each a little bit about your background, especially as it relates to Lewis studies.
Well, I've been at Montreat College since 1974. Some are beginning to accuse me of having laid some of the original foundations on the stone buildings there, but that's definitely an exaggeration. I've been interested in Lewis since my own undergraduate days, and once I got to Montreat, my interest was piqued even more in Lewis, and particularly Lewis's poetry. So my first book was a study of C.S. Lewis as a poet. And from there, the other books I've written have really sort of, they've been birthed by that first book. So I've done three books on C.S. Lewis. I've done three books on C.S. Lewis's wife, Joy Davidman. And I've done three books on Ruth Pitter, a poet who befriended Lewis and who influenced Lewis as a poet. So my interest has been both critical in the sense that I am interested in those three writers as poets, but I've also had very much a sort of biographical interest in those three people. I decided to write a book or a biography of Warren because, as I've already mentioned, he is a very interesting person in his own right. He wrote seven books of concerning 17th century French history. He called himself an amateur historian, and I think by that he means that he was not professionally trained. He didn't go to university, but his work is has stood the test of time and continues to be consulted by scholars of the period.
I've come to Lewis from a different perspective. I'm a theologian. My big question was, how does the gospel address the greatest questions in any heart and any culture? And in my work, I've just found that C.S. Lewis has had so much to say about so many things in an insightful and helpful way. So of the 19 books that I've done, most of those were not about C.S. Lewis, and yet I find that he has a healthy place in each index with the quotes that have been peppered through what I've done. But I have done several things on Lewis. C.S. Lewis Remembered is a collection of essays by students and people who were young people when they came in contact with Lewis. I was interested in what Lewis's impact and influence was on education, since in fact that's what he actually did for a living, and it turns out it was huge in terms of his legacy as lived out by his students. And then another book, The Inklings of Oxford, is essentially a coffee table book. I wanted a book that would be attractive to people who from the secular world, who weren't necessarily familiar at all with the faith of Lewis, Tolkien, and their friends, but who had gotten interested either in the Lord of the Rings or the Narnia stories through all the movies that were going on. And so this was a book with its Christianity latent. And it's a coffee table book full of glorious pictures of Oxford. So that was a fun book to do. I've just finished a biography of the young C.S. Lewis, that is his adolescent years. This will be published by Crossway in the fall. And this book arose because I realized most of Lewis's likes and dislikes, his preferences, were formed during his teenage years, and I wanted to explore the extent to which his teenage years essentially constructed the track on which his life would run. So that's the direction of that book. From 1999 to 2006, I was the program director for the C.S. Lewis Summer Institute in Oxford and Cambridge. And have been involved in programming events related to Lewis and the Inklings ever since. Don and I started the Inklings Fellowship in 2001, and that's when our first retreat took place there in North Carolina. I've written a lot of articles, given lots of lectures at different colleges and libraries and organizations. So I have found Lewis to be just a good companion along the way to think of how the gospel of Jesus Christ answers the deepest questions of the human heart.
Oh, very fascinating work that you've done. And I definitely look forward to the biography of a young C.S. Lewis that will be coming out in the fall of 2019. Regarding Don, I was detecting a theme here, if I heard correctly, doing three books each on your previous individuals. Does that mean that this is the first of three books on Warren Lewis?
Highly doubtful. I suppose you could say I did three trilogies, but they were all unplanned. So, so if one develops with Warren, it'll be unplanned.
Ah, yes. Well, before we started recording, you mentioned in terms of it's, you hesitate to give a guess as to when it might be finished and such. If you did many short ones, maybe you could do the first of three here any day now, and then we could have two more short parts later on. But that's probably not the way the publisher would want to go.
I doubt it. Yeah, the challenge with Warren's biography is that he kept a diary for almost 60 years, and it runs to 1.2 million words. So just reading through the diary is a very time-consuming process, and you know, trying to discern what would be useful to use in the biography and what wouldn't, that's just taking an inordinate amount of time.
I imagine that definitely would. Well, going back into the Inklings Weekend more specifically, for those wanting more information about it, what are some ways that people can learn? And also, what are the details regarding like cost, lodging, and meals?
The way to be in touch with us is through our website, www.inklingsfellowship.org. And on the homepage there, there'll be a box to connect you with information on the Inklings Weekend in Montreat. Registration is only $75. Students pay $25. We try to encourage a good mix of older and younger people, people over 30 and under 30. And this has been one of the great features, this intergenerational conversation that takes place. The details of the program would be there on the website, and you can click on the box to get a registration form that you can print out on your own computer and mail to us. You can also contact me directly, Hal Poe. My email address is hpoe@uu.edu.
We'll also have a link up on the Montreat webpage about the conference.
And of course, I'll have in my show notes links directly to the Inkling Fellowship website and for the registration for this event as well. Now, this event is put on by the Inklings Fellowship, which also hosts every 3 years a week-long event in England. While there will be a separate podcast devoted to the many details about this, so go ahead and give us a preview about it.
Well, we hold the Inklings Week in Oxford, as you say, every 3 years. This summer, it will be July the 21st through July the 26th. Our theme is friendship this year. The title is Of Fellowships and Rings, The Role of Friendship and Community in the Christian Life.
Oh, excellent. And so I'll have a link when the show gets posted for the podcast of this, as well as the show notes will have a link to that event as well. So people will want to go ahead and look into this, because planning a trip of that nature, of course, can take some time. So we encourage people to go ahead and check those things out. Well, now, in conclusion, let's turn our attention back to this 2019 Inklings Weekend. And any final thoughts about what might help those who are unsure about attending to help encourage them to definitely consider it?
It's not just another conference. It's not just a learning event. It's a time for relaxation, but also invigoration for spiritual renewal, a time to recharge your batteries in the gorgeous country of Western North Carolina, high in the mountains, where Bilbo Baggins would have retreated after the hustle and bustle of Hobbiton.
Well, very good, Hal. Thanks for summing that up. And Don and Hal, I appreciate both of you being with me on this edition of All About Jack to tell us about the 2019 Inklings Weekend Fellowship.
Thank you, William.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks also goes to you, the listener, for your interest in my podcast. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Drs. Hal Poe and Don King, and that you'll consider going to this year's Inklings Weekend in Montreat, North Carolina. Be sure to check the show notes for direct links about the event, as well as to the England event that is in July 2019. I'll also have links to other shows when I've spoken to them about one of their books. Speaking of those notes, so you can find them then at essentialcslewis.com and look for this show, but it also could be easier to locate the notes where the audio files are hosted at allaboutjack.podbean.com. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. At either location, you can find various podcasts, which typically feature interviews to authors of books about Lewis, but I've also done an occasional series about a specific Lewis essay, as well as a special series on Why Read Lewis, among other shows. You can also listen to All About Jack via iTunes. If you don't know how to do that, then check the show notes for a direct link and consider rating my show there, as well as sharing this podcast with others. Before ending, let me also remind you again about the two books I've published. The most recent is called The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. It explores 75 questionable quotations and talks about why you shouldn't share Lewis quotes unless you know he really said them. I also reveal the closest things Lewis said related to the questionable saying, which I examine, and relate the fun I had tracking the quotes down. I have also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters that is called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can learn more about that book by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can get an immediate download of a free 20-page PDF sample of the book. Again, that's ScrewtapeCompanion.com. Purchasing either of my books is a great way to indirectly support this podcast and to make sure it remains freely available. Also, there is a link in the show notes where you can find the latest sales on Lewis books, as well as his books in general and books related to him. Purchasing through this link also helps support me. Finally, thank you again for listening to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty.